Okay, Gewaltig. Last time we had a chance to, the Sefer Kuzri took us up to Kriyashma. The last two times, the last two shurim we had on the Sefer Kuzri, he still has approach to the first bracha, to the second bracha, the two brachas that precede Kriyashma in the morning, and a sense of what those brachas are talking about. Bigadol, what those brachas talk about in broad strokes, the big theme of each bracha, and how those brachas are meant to help us, shape us, help us grow. The first bracha, Yotzor v'Rechoshech, in terms of allowing us to embrace nature, cosmos, all of creation as creation, to see the majesty of the world from large scale to small scale, from stars and galaxies and the sun down to insects and like bees and ants, and seeing them all as part of the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, seeing them all as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures. All those looking at nature, sort of refocusing us on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the second bracha, which according to Yehuda Levi is Ahavas Olam, that's his girsa, is refocusing us on the more specific gift of being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation and being a part of the nation that has the divine light that shines throughout the entire universe, sort of focuses with a lens specifically on us, the greater access to the warmth and light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In a sense, by the way, those two brachas, there's a famous quote-unquote stira in the Rambam. In terms of the question of what's the path to Avas Hashem, in Mishneh Torah, in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Yesodei Torah, which is Sefer Hamada, the Rambam speaks about studying nature, studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation as a path to developing an emotional relationship with the Creator. In Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam speaks about appreciating Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authorial work, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu authored the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu authored, appreciate Torah, that's a path to Avas Hashem, to developing an emotional relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes it presents it as a stira. Ah, in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says the way to Avas Hashem is through appreciating the Bria. In Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam writes the way to Avas Hashem is through learning Torah. Astira. Now the answer probably is it's not really astira because it's not like a zero-sum game. There could be more than one way to Avas Hashem. And as a matter of fact, maybe the best recipe is a combination of both. Learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and appreciate the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Or let me put that differently. Appreciate the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and appreciate the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And together, both of those, and certainly the combination of the two together are a powerful way to Avas Hashem. So in a sense, that's what the Sefer HaKuzri is pointing out. We speak about Avas Hashem every day. It's the second pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And the intro to that are these two pieces. Number one, recognizing the world as the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, recognizing the Torah as the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses his Or Eloki, his divine light, specifically on us. Okay, so that's a mature, sophisticated, nuanced appreciation of how those first two brachas can impact us. So let's pick up now. Ironically, he doesn't actually spend time on Kriyat Shema itself. Right over here, from the conversation we're having last time about Avas Olam, morel Avas Hashem, all the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on Klal Yisrael are expression of Avas Hashem, and he says v'al kach mishabech Hashem, a profoundly ambitious growing Jew, a chassid, will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all this, the unique focus, the unique Ava Hashem has for Kalal Yisrael, the unique Ava that we have for him, b'birkas Avas Olam, That's meant to be the focus of the second bracha of Kriyat Shema. V'yismoch l'zez kabal ol haTorah b'Kriyat Shema. That leads us straight into the mekabel the ol haTorah that happens in Kriyat Shema. We have a loving care relation with Ribbono Shel Olam, so it makes sense that we renew, refresh, we review once again our acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations. We re-obligate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kabbalah's all, to put the yoke upon ourselves in Kriyat Shema. Kabbalah's all Malchus Shamayim, as the Gemara calls in Maseches Brachas. And then he moves straight from there into the third bracha, which I said last time, that's our focus today. And it's a bracha that we often tend to sort of give short shrift. Like, you don't really focus on what's Emes V'yatzev bad. It's sort of like, you know, after Kriyat Shema, we're headed to Shmona Esrei. Not so fast, says Yehuda Levi. Let's pause and smell the coffee. Let's pause and appreciate Emes V'yatzev. V'yichlol be'emes V'yatzev es ha'ikronos ha'chashuvim ha'drushim le'kabbalas ha'torah. He says that in Emes V'yatzev, we include all the necessary fundamentals for appreciating sorry about that. I thought I lost you there for a second. In Emes V'yatzev, we think about what are all the fundamentals that you need for Kabbalas HaTorah. What are the Ikari Emuna? Nechshav Hadavar Ki'ilu Amar. He says, it's as though you're saying, Achar Shez Baru Li Hagdamos Eilu, now that I have clarity about these ideas, Ani Mevinu Makir Behem, I understand these ideas, I appreciate these ideas, I recognize the ideas. Ani No Der Neder Me'ir Alei Edim. I am now, I'm promising, I'm taking a neder. I'm inviting Edim to watch me. Sha'akabel al atzmi ol malchus shamayim kemo shekiblu ha'avos. I am a kabel ol malchus shamayim as the avos did. Wow. This is very powerful. V'chein yikablu abanim ad ol me'ad. And I accept that I plan to pass on the masorah. The chain will not end with me. I plan to be very vibrant. A very vibrant link in the ongoing chain of Masora, and that my descendants will continue ad olmayad forever after to be subscribed to these ideas. That's very beautiful and rousing. Where exactly is that in the Siddur? Emes V'yatzev, he says it's a line that we say all the time. Kolashen Atfila, Shemispal, Al Avoseinu V'Aleinu, Al Baneinu V'Al Doroseinu. It's our forefathers and us and our children and the doors to come. It's a good thing and it's a sturdy thing forever. It's true. We believe it we plan to hold on to this forever. In other words, Emes V'yatzev, V'nachon V'kayim, the bracha begins by saying the ideas we spoke around Kriyat Shema are absolutely true. True and durable. That's what that whole list of adjectives. Emes V'yatzev, V'nachon, etc., etc. Mekubal V'yafe, Tov V'yafe. We're saying we accept this, and for us, we're connecting to the Amunah of earlier generations, and we are taking upon ourselves to carry to keep this going. Wow. As an aside, you know, maybe that's why it says in the Siddur, at least in the Arshkol Siddur, that the common minig is that the Chazan says that line out loud. Avoseinu V'aleinu. Right? Why? Maybe because, as Sefer Kuzri points out, that's such a central line in the bracha. That highlights what it's all about. L'acher mikein, and after that point, hu paret isikari hadas hayadus. So he had said before, there's a list of the Ikari Emunah. Where is this list? So we did talk about Ikarim, obviously, over the course of Kriyat Shema, and then the bracha itself repeats them. Shem Haksharim, the Ikari Hadas. The Rambam is famous for having a list of 13 Ikari Emunah. Let's see what Yehuda HaLevi, a generation or two before the Rambam, saw as the list of Ikarim, at least those Ikarim which appear in this bracha. Haksharim hamikasherim es haYisrael Elokim. These root ideas, these root principles, are the ideas that tie us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaIkarim Heim, here they are. HaHoda be'elokus HaYizbarach, accepting that God is God, okay, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadmoni Yuso, the fact that he is first. First doesn't just mean first. First means that he predated the universe. Just to appreciate from what the idea means, why that's so important. The Rambam's list, that's Animami number 4 of the 13, Yesodei Hadas, Yesodei HaTorah, or Ikari Amuna. Number one, recognized in the language of classical Greek philosophy, the rejection of a Borei Olam was called, in the Hebrew translation, is Kadmus HaOlam. The world came first. I mean, the world was always here. The Apicursus approach was that there had always been stuff, sort of the ultimate in conservation of matter. There had always been some stuff, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of like a contemporary of the world and continuing to form and shape it, which is a world of difference what we believe in. We believe in Briya Yesh Me'ayin, the something out of nothing. Yesh Me'ayin is the Hebrew terminology. The Latin terminology is ex nihilo, out of nihilo, out of absolutely nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the operating on the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute creator of the world. And that's not only an abstract philosophical point. It is an abstract philosophical point, which we believe in. And it has incredible practical relevance because it means that every single aspect of the universe was created, willed into existence by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This comes back to a point that we've attacked from several different angles over the last couple of weeks and throughout the year, which is that it means that evil in this world is also a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yetzer Hara is also a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Satan is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in contradistinction to C.S. Lewis and Milton and other Christian and Zoroastrian thinkers throughout the millennia. We reject that idea that Satan is an independent power fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara is a part of God's Bria. Yetzer Hara works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Nisyonos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have Nisyonos. Physical things in the world can be redeemed. They can be done poorly or they can be done well because everything is a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that goes back to that one word, Kadmus, Kadmonius, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came first. Again, that's what I was saying before. It's not just an abstract philosophical idea. What it means is that everything is a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that exists, physical, spiritual, ideas, matter, energy, everything is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is as it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it into existence and continues to will it to exist. So that's the second ikar. What else does he have? Looking carefully with fresh analytic eyes at this bracha that we say every day, Mitzviyatziv, he said, Hashem's Elokus, that Hashem is divine, that he is his Kadmonius, that he came first, that he's the creator of all. And then, not only that, once upon a time he created everything, Hashgachaso Avoseinu, and that he cared about and took care of and guided the lives of our Avos. Now, that's where we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makos Bechoros in the third bracha, and number 4, Tarmin Hashemayim. Wow. Okay, those are 4 pretty basic ideas. As I said, these connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That God exists, that he created the entire universe, that he continues to manage and care and be involved, and that he gave us the Torah. That the Torah that we have is like Ribono Shel Olam Torah and his expectations of us. And then the bracha wraps up very logically with an episode that expressed all of these ideas. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wow. It says, this is a very, very dense bracha. You look at Emes Yatziv, the next time you daven Shachar's Mitzvah tomorrow morning, to appreciate how much is going on here. Hamashlim Seder Tfilah Zeh Mitoch Kavana Gemura, Hu HaYisraeli HaMiti. Wow. He says, if you actually went through Birkas Kriya Shema, maybe he means specifically the last bracha Mitzvatziv, b'toch kavana gemur, with real focus, you're a true Jew. And he's not saying that otherwise you're not really Jewish. But you're thinking in a genuinely Jewish way. Who are roi litzpos lehis kashrus b'shefa eloki ha-miskasher el b'nei Yisrael. Levad. V'lo l'shar umos ovde kochavim. If you're plugged into these ideas, if you're taking Emes Yatziv seriously, taking the opportunity of Emes Yatziv to refresh and renew these ideas, so I can look forward to the sort of connectedness to Ribbono Shel, the connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shefa, to the flow. Shefa is a word that's common in Chassidus Svarim. The Sefer Kuzi is talking a lot about Chassidim in the pre-Baal Shem Tov sense. He says, if I'm plugged into these ideas, I refresh and renew my emuna that Kadosh Baruch Hu was and is and will be, and everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're up to and cares about what we're up to, is involved about what we're up to, and has expectations for us, and a guidebook for us that he shared with us in the Torah, which is an authentic presentation of Ratzon Hashem, Torah Min Hashem, right? So then I'm set up, I'm a person who can really look forward to increasing genuine connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a life of greater ongoing, growing connectedness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the type that only Klal Yisrael can access. Without the acceptance of Torah Mitzvot, without the acceptance of Torah Min Hashem, no human being can have full access to this flow. As a sidebar, we've said in the past, this is not at all a racial statement, because we believe fully that anyone who is, that we're less than 2 weeks away from Megillas Rus, which is a celebration of the fact that anyone from any racial ethnic background can fully access this type of Shefa Eloki through personal commitment. Rus was from Moav. The relationship between Kalal Yisrael and Moav was, as we know, religiously and militarily and diplomatically, very, very, they were very far apart, Yisrael and Moav. And yet, Rus HaMoavia becomes the progenitor of David HaMelech and ultimately of Mashiach. Amech Ami Elokayach Elokai, Rus wants in, and she has full access to this Shefa Eloki. This is not at all a racial thing or an ethnic thing. This is about Kabbalah's Ol. Whether you're born into Kabbalah's Ol, or else if you're not born into it, you have to take it on. The essence of Geirus is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. And he says, every single morning, we have the chance to, I would go so far as to say, a sort of a mini Geirus, but a refreshing of our Kabbalah's Ol Hashem, our Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, to remember these Ikari Amunah, to remember the ways in which they bind us in one sense, that we're bound to certain obligations, and they bind us in the other sense, he said, they're Mekasher Asta Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they open the doors, open the windows, to let in the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What opens the windows, the way you pick up the shades, is through reviewing these Ikari Amunah. Hakdama Seder Tefila Zeh, Yakel Alav, Lav Lofnei Ashchina. And this preface to the davening, to the Shemona Esrei, Smichas Gula Tfila. He's explained to us. The Gemara talks about a technical idea of Smichas Gula Tfila. You go from Shema and Emes V'Yatziv into Shemona Esrei. I mentioned the other thing last week, the Rishonim debate, Rishonim Bracha's debate, is Smichas Gula Tfila about Shema and Shemona Esrei, or is it about the Bracha of Emes V'Yatziv and Shemona Esrei? What does Gula mean? And you learn the sugya, it's a little bit funny. Emes V'Yatziv, Shema Shmona Esrei, okay, those are like the two big ticket items. But Emes V'Yatziv, always struck me as funny. Dafka, Emes V'Yatziv and Shmona Esrei, what's the yichas of Emes V'Yatziv? But I think Rira Levi is explaining it beautifully. I assume he's referencing that. He has that sugya in mind. Shema with his brachas in general, but specifically Emes V'Yatziv with the review of all these Ikari Amunah, and the talking and putting in the context of this is the Ikari Amunah of the Avos, and I connect to them, and I plan to pass on to my children for future doros. Okay? So with that type of rich Kabbalah of these Ikari Amuna, that's a hakdama to say to Ratfila. That makes it easier for me, la'amod lefnei hashchina b'zman tefila shmona esrei. Yishal v'yei aneh. And not only does it make it easier for me, meaning to, that I can, for myself, in my own head, my shmona esrei be more meaningful if I reviewed who Hashem is, who is it that I'm speaking to, and what his relationship has been with my family for thousands of years, but also it's going to make my tefillah more impactful, klape shmaya, not just my own experience. We often talk about our experience in Shmona Esrei, which is a part of the picture. The other part of the picture is Yishal v'yayaneh. My tefillah will be more impactful in Shamayim. My tefillah will be answered more deeply when I'm coming from this rich, emuna-rich mind frame. And there he says, Beferish, umuchuyev lismach gula tefillah. I'm sorry. He says, Beferish, this is the idea, smichas gula tefillah. Bishi, and you're mechuyev to go from one to the next. Bishi has zrizos vacharitzos, with the ultimate in zrizos. Don't waste time. Don't get distracted between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. Kefi shekvar akdamu. As we've already mentioned, they tell you in the footnote that we already mentioned earlier in Simen Hay, which we learned Simen Hay of this mamar about the zrizos of the chassid. So here's he says an example where the Gemara, the halacha speaks about Jesus, is smichas gula tefila. And in the masterful poetic hands of Yehuda Levi, that sugya comes alive. Now we appreciate what that means when the Gemara has this technical din of smichas gula tefila, and you know, when you handle, but does that mean you shouldn't say amen to Gal Yisrael? You should say amen to Gal Yisrael. So we make a So we tried to cover all of our bases. So you try to finish Gal Yisrael with the Chazan. So that way there's no Mimele Yon Se Amen anyways. So that is a technical halacha. But halacha is anything but just technical. That is a halacha. That is a requirement, obligation of Smichas Gula Tefila. Absolutely. And it's not at all technical. It's meant to, like the rest of halacha, it's meant to express and reinforce within us certain very important ideas. The Ikari Amuna, the sense of Masora, and that prepares it. That's a real preparation for Shmona Esrei. And to read only the first line, literally, of the next paragraph, La'acha she'ekdim ha'kdamos chashulos elu yamod lehispalel. And with all these hakdamos chashulos, with all these very significant, meaningful introductions, the three Birkos Kriyashma, as well as, of course, Shema itself, now I stand and I daven. And now my tefillah, my Shmona Esrei is going to be, I'm set up for a profoundly rich and meaningful tefillah, which we will pick up with Beli Neder tomorrow.